It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. Election Day is next Tuesday, and you've been spending time pondering your choice of presidential candidate, figuring out how you're going to vote on the six proposals on the Michigan ballot. But a little further down in the nonpartisan section of the ballot are the candidates running for the Michigan Supreme Court. Peter Luke with Bridge Magazine has taken a very close look at how Michigan Supreme Court justices are elected, and he joins us now. Peter, welcome to the program.
Hi, Jen.
So the Michigan Supreme Court candidates appear on the nonpartisan portion of the ballot, which makes it appear as if they don't have political party affiliation. But in reality, how closely are these candidates tied to political parties?
Well, you know, it seems to me you have to be pretty partisan to get nominated at a partisan political party convention, and that's what Supreme Court justices have to do in order to get on the fall ballot. They're nominated respectively by Democrats and Republicans.
How are these candidates chosen for the ballot? What are the parties looking for?
There's probably two primary ways to get nominated. One is to first be appointed to the court by the sitting governor, and the other, it appears, you have to have an Irish surname. Seriously.
Wow.
Kelly's a pretty good name to have, and part of the reason is, if you look at the 2008 election, Barack Obama got 2.8 million votes, and Diane Hathaway, who was nominated by the Democrats, was the top vote getter in the Supreme Court races, and she got 1.8 million votes. So there was a 1 million vote drop-off. And so parties believe that Irish surnames have an inherent advantage on the ballot, and people gravitate to them. And since there are fewer votes being cast, each vote counts for more.
Peter, is there any discussion about changing the way justices are chosen?
Well, a task force that came out with a report this summer, it was co-chaired by Justice Marilyn Kelly and James Ryan, a senior judge on the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. They said the easiest fix, short term, would be to nominate Supreme Court justices as judges to the Michigan Court of Appeals are, i.e. through nonpartisan primaries. And then the top vote getters for a particular seat square off in the fall. And so, at least in that case, you wouldn't have this inherent deception where you have justices nominated at political parties, and then they're being portrayed to voters on the ballot as being nonpartisan when they really aren't.
What's the most important thing for people to understand about the Supreme Court race?
It gets back to the deception. I mean, one argument you could make is they shouldn't be on a nonpartisan section of the ballot if indeed they were chosen through bipartisan means. And so one idea would simply to be label them as Democrats and Republicans. At least voters then would know whether or not they're voting for somebody who shares their view. You know, unless you do your research, that's not entirely clear. And that's how the political parties feel about it because, you know, the Republicans are sending out mail right now to households spelling out that incumbent Justices Mark Menzara and their nominee, Colleen O'Brien, are indeed Republicans who will support conservative values on the court. You know, Republicans are spending a lot of money on mail to make that point clear, so Republicans know who the Republican judges are on the ballot.
Are we seeing similar activity from Democrats?
Oh, undoubtedly, yeah. Yeah, from organized labor and the state party. You know, that's clearly the best way they have to identify people. A lot of voters don't understand that because they don't follow the court, and they probably really don't care. They just want to know that the justice they're voting for is, shares their views.
Peter Luke is a correspondent with Bridge Magazine. You can find his article on the Michigan Supreme Court election process at bridgemi.com. Peter, thanks a lot.
Oh, my pleasure.
And you can hear interviews with each of the candidates for the Michigan Supreme Court at michiganradio.org. Just click on the link for Stateside.